brought it to the reel shop today. We're gonna get in here for this bearing and what I think is two more bearings up here in the front. We're gonna see what the problem actually is, hopefully. May need a press, may need some stuff, so we're gonna do it for real this time. Here we go. We've already gutted out the top. We're gonna get back here, this bearing and this one here. All right, so this bearing is moving so much because when I took this cap off here, the bearing race is popping out of the side. It shouldn't really be popping out of. That's what that cap does, is it holds that race in. So now the bearing is not all the way in the race. So you've got all this extra movement going on here. It's not really what you want, but there's the front bearing and the rear bearing. And now most of the pressure's on the front bearing because the rear bearing is not even in the race. So that's why it was running so smooth for those days when I was messing with this. But yeah, that back bearing is the problem. Binding up, and we've got to take this whole thing apart to get both of these bearings off. All right, so we have it separated. The front is not two bearings. The front is one bearing. It'd be this bearing here, which is a, let's get a zoom in of it. 32911X. Try to get it. There we go. 32911X. And that mounted up on here. The race is gonna be in here behind this green ring. So that's what that green ring is doing, is it's protecting that race and keeping it sealed in there. This other race is popping out all on its own. This bearing back here on the back that is attached to the base plate, this is the problem. And when I was messing with this cover plate, that's what was making everything better, because this bearing is the issue. It's just, it does not feel good. The race was not even in there. It just slides in and out. It should be pretty tight fit. But that is it. Now what I did to get this separated is, if you can see, this piece goes right in here like this. Essentially what I did was I tapped back here and then I tapped on this side and this side with rubber mallet, and it slowly but surely walked it off this shaft. This bearing was no problem. It was this one getting off that front shaft that was kind of hard. But we're gonna get a new bearing here and a new bearing there, hopefully today. Put this sucker back together for tonight. Okay, now very important on these races. This one is popping out. That should not be that way. This needs to go out toward the back. This one needs to go out toward the front. When I put the new bearings in, the race needs to go in from the front and in from the back. Because then these bearings, that's gonna taper in, go right in the back. This other bearing is going to be tapered right to the front. So that is going to go right on this shaft toward the front, which goes in here. So your race has to be put in from the front to the back. You don't want to do it wrong. First thing, you got to take this lime green ring off. That way you can get to that race to knock it out. What did you do to your telescope? Question is, what didn't I do? We took the whole thing apart. Every piece. Got a lot of it in there. And then you got your hard stop. This little cutout channel in the back here. That hits right here on this screw when you go too far. And look at that bearing. Look how awful that is. You can really feel it. This one feels like sandpaper. It's awful. All right, knock out another bearing race here, pop off that bearing, and we're gonna get parts. All right, getting this back bearing off was pretty tough. What I used was this big bearing puller, three claws, and then a stud that goes through the middle. I was actually able to stick the whole thing through this shaft here, going into that bottom shaft where that stud pushes and those claws pull. That stud pushes in the center and these claws pull it out. All the other pullers I had, there's just not enough room inside here, so you gotta use a big one that you can go from the outside. And we ended up with these two bearings, the 30208, and the other one was the 32911X. So that is what we are going to be getting. And this bearing right here did not feel good. It does not look good. Got a lot of gunk in it. So that is the source of our problem. So here's our table of everything. Important video. These are bearing race retainers. So these need to go on to hold your bearing race in so your bearing doesn't go too far. This is the last bearing to go on, and this is the first bearing to go on. This one goes on, you put the mount on, and then you stick the last bearing through the front of the mount. So this cap that we were messing with back here actually keeps the race from popping out. So what we were looking at earlier was my race popping out the back. So this cap goes on, this cap goes on right here, and then we'll install our bearing races. Here's a better look at this shaft. Got the SKF bearings we're gonna put in the worm drive. Already put one in here, made sure to leave a little bit of a gap there we don't have anything rubbing. And then I want to show you the mount here. All right, so we've got one of the bearing race retainers in the front, and then we've got the bearing race retainer in the back. So the race will go in from here, this race will go in from here. So that will be the next order of business. We're gonna use wheel bearing grease on the big bearing here. It's gonna go right in here, or actually right on there. We got that shaft shined up. This one's looking good. So one more bearing up here and we're good to go. All right, so we just put the rear race in. And as you can see, it's held in by that back cap that we were messing with earlier. And if you need to get to the deck shaft, you take those four screws out to gain access to the underside of your deck. But there's nothing wrong with that. That feels really good. So we're gonna leave that alone. Here soon, we're gonna get one more bearing and we're gonna put that race right in here like we did with this one. And now your new bearing, when it's sitting on this shaft here, we'll go right into there. But first we gotta grease it. And this is the bearing we got for the front. NTN Japanese made bearing. Lead time on the SKFs was late November. We are not waiting that long. We are ready to do it. Put a little thread tape on here just to protect that while we put this on, but I'm gonna take that off. All right, so now we gotta put our race in and put our bearing on and reassemble. All right, so we use this on the race to get the race in there. This thing fits perfectly, and that's what you want. You want something that fits perfectly on the edge. So that race is in. Now we go to put this whole cage on here, and then we will put the last bearing, which is in here all greased up. Okay, I cut some stuff out because I wanted to just get everything done.
Once you put that mount on there, I used this tool here. Which is basically a big socket that goes perfectly over that shaft on the RA, but it touches the center of that bearing. You don't want to hammer on the cage. You want to drive it in with the inner part of the bearing. So I used that tool and I drove it on until it was in the race. You have to hold the mount right in the center, pushed back on the back bearing so it's sitting there, and you drive it in, and then you put your two lock rings on, tighten those down. And now the next thing you do is you want to put your worm blocks in, because when you put your worm blocks in and you put those bolts in the worm blocks, there are Allen grubs that tighten down your RA pin, which is a headless bolt with two holes in it. Once you get those set, you don't want to tighten them all the way up. You want to tighten them in and then back them off a little so your worm block can move. Then you tighten that grub screw. Once you tighten those grub screws in, then you can start assembling your ring gears, which your deck ring gear is what blocks both of those grub screws. You have to have a really long or really tall 1.5 millimeter Allen wrench to get those grub screws loose or tight without taking off that deck ring. So I took everything out of the mount to do this, and once I put those bearings on, I put everything back in. And so here's what it's like.
It is finished up and it feels amazing, everybody. So bearings in the CQ350 definitely worth doing. Yeah, if I unclutch this RA. Oh, I mean, it is just, God, that's too good. That's too good. I am very excited to see how this performs. These bearings, night and day. Here's our awful table. Now it's time to go home. Whew. Job well done.
Finally got it home, and I had maybe an hour before a storm came. So I set this thing up. Got the scope on it. It just moves ridiculous. So could barely see a guide star, but I thought I have to see what happens. So I just went to deck zero, did a calibration. It calibrated awesome. And then I went to M16, which is usually hard to guide on, and did not have an issue for close to an hour. And then the storms came and I had to quit. So I got it all done. Feels amazing. And now we're just waiting a day or two for it to clear up. And I can go a whole night, make sure it works good everywhere. So thank you for joining me in the journey. And if you need help, hit me up. If you want me to do it, hit me up. Or just refer back to the videos and strip this thing down. Good luck. Hopefully the CQ350 docudrama has helped you. Clear skies.